Well, before we get to girls basketball, how bad was that call down here where they called the block on Trent?
Pretty bad.
Okay.
I think the way he came down, it wasn't your typical charge where he just got laid out.
Right.
He kind of got his feet taken out from under him. So I don't know whether that confused the ref, but that was bad.
Kid just lowered his shoulder, put it right into his solar plexus.
Yeah. He's a football player, right?
He's a good football player. He's their quarterback.
Yeah.
And it was a football play.
Yes, it
that
was.
You're not taking me down.
No, he's a physical player.
He is, and he actually led the all scoring in the first half with 10 points. The McGrory kid did. So he's physical and aggressive, and yeah, we didn't handle him very well in the second quarter. So it's not girls basketball. It's a lot more exciting for you.
It is for me.
So Tashi's checking something. I guess we're okay. So tell me about your kind of general analysis of how your girls played on Saturday against Jefferson.
We played really well. They were locked in. You know, it was kind of a matter of time before we put a game like that together against them. Both the first two games, we shot 28% from the field. I think the last time we played them, we got almost 50 shots from the two blocks combined and shot 22% in each of those spots. So, you know, and we did that both games, and we out-rebounded them badly in both games prior.
Yeah.
So you just kind of had a feeling like if we put a good shooting night together, it's going to be a rough night.
Okay, so I have to ask you about the first play of the game.
I thought you would.
Because I've asked Maya about it.
She doesn't want to talk about it, I'm sure.
Well, I said, what was up with that? And she's like, well, they didn't tell me until right before the game started, which was a good thing.
Yeah.
She goes, I didn't have any time to think. She goes, I was kind of confused when we went out on the floor like, what is this play?
He just called that for me.
Yeah. So tell us what that play is.
Well, it's an elevator screen out of our four high set. She throws to the wing, runs off of that post screen like we normally do, and then she just loops back around and comes through the elevator screen. But Jefferson is notorious for not following you outside the paint. They're really they like to get in a lot of help side. So the defender did exactly what we thought. She got under the basket, stopped, and Maya came up through the elevator. And Maya's really good from straightaway three.
She
won't take it. So the other day at practice, I said, I'm going to run that elevator screen for Maya, first play of the game, and she's going to bury it. And he said, well, don't tell her now. Wait till the game. So
she would have been fretting about that for days.
And she hit it, man. I'm telling you what, we do the knockout drill from straightaway three, and she's money. So the only thing I regret is not doing it a long time ago, just saying, all right, I'm going to call plays for you where you have to shoot it.
Well, it's interesting because there's no way Jefferson ever saw that on film.
No.
Now other teams will.
Maybe. I don't think that was on an FHS unless someone wants to share it.
That's a good point. It wasn't on an FHS, which was kind of weird. But if word gets out on that, though, that she's willing to take the three-point shot and that you're designing plays for it, man, that pulls the defense out.
Oh, yeah.
Sarah Lynn hitting three-pointers pulls that defense out.
Yeah.
I mean, that paint was so open after Sarah hit a couple of threes.
Right. Yeah, they got to commit to us.
Just a beautiful thing.
We've committed to that four-high set, too, well, particularly against them. But we like it a lot because we kind of open up the lane for our drive.
Yeah, and your speed.
Yeah.
Makes Eliza happy when there's fewer people in the paint, right?
For sure, yeah.
And 80 knocking down a three early in the game. That was good to see.
It was.
Boy, she has nice form on her shot.
Yes.
And Eliza doesn't seem to ever want to take a three. She wants to head fake and take you to the paint.
Yeah.
Which, you know, has its pros and cons.
She's like Maya in that they need to shoot the ball enough to make the defense play them honestly.
Yeah.
We came down that second play. It didn't work out, but I told Maya to run it again. And I said, just catch it and turn the corner. Because if that girl's trying to get through and you just turn the corner,
she's
it's a lay-in.
Position, yeah.
So there's a lot of good actions out of that set for us. I think we've kind of settled into that's kind of what we like.
When did you kind of know that you wanted to do more four high? I mean, it takes time for kids to understand how it works, right? How to really take advantage of what it creates out there.
Right.
But when in your mind did you kind of know, like, that's a direction you wanted to go and get more?
Well, we did it this summer, and then we didn't commit to it, I guess, well enough early on. But I think Jefferson kind of brought us to that.
They invited a little bit,
don't
they?
Because they play so much help side defense. They are just camped underneath the basket. So the first time we played them, we just ran a lot of our other sets and realized you're not getting to the basket. They're committing four players to the drive. So like, all right, let's pull them away from the basket and make
them
guard
us. Hit your first three threes, that will pull teams away from the basket.
It does, but we run that dribble handoff action out of it. Yep. And so there's a lot of away from the ball movement. And so they kind of have to guard you because there's a lot of actions going on.
Yep. And great job on some high low passes from down to Kylie on the block.
Yes.
I'm trying to remember who had those. I think
Sarah had one.
I think Eliza might have had one from there. Just the defense getting so fixated on those attacking athlete potential, you know, up high, that Kylie just kind of works her way in there and disappears.
She was incredible. What a beast.
Yeah.
She was the game before as well, rebounded the ball really well, but she finished so much better the other night.
And yet there's so much room for growth with her.
Oh, yeah.
And, which I know you're salivating about the offseason to work on some things with her.
Well,
to
she's
take
been
that
working
to that
with her brothers.
Level.
If she can continue to work with her brothers,
it'll help. Yep.
They bang on her. And
I'm thinking getting her to elevate a little bit more when she shoots, a little bit more when she actually rebounds. She'll box out better than anybody in the state.
Yeah.
But she'll fall in love with that box out and not go get the ball,
right.
Not attack it at a high point. She high points rebounds really well when she's just right, like, underneath the basket.
Right.
But when she gets that box out, a lot of times she'll wait that extra half a second for that ball to fall and then go get it, which is fine keeping your man away from it, but somebody else can sneak in and get it if you're not careful. So
if she gets her paws on it, though, you're
strong,
a pretty good.
She?
Yeah, always has been ever since she was little, ever since third grade basketball. If she gets her paws on it, you're not getting it away from her.
So what do you work with her in the off season? What's the focus on her taking that to the next level to really help you guys?
Probably that agility and getting up off the floor and that part of her game. Her, you know, she's physical. Likes to rebound, likes to bang.
How is she as a screen setter?
Well, she's a good screen setter if she'll square up. You're not. I told Alyssa the other day, I said, I'm just glad she's on our team because she is strong.
She doesn't mind the contact.
No, she loves it.
Yeah. And
I think the girl, the Kunkel girl, pretty much told her at the end of the game, I'm done. I can't. Like, she just beat her down.
Yeah, you're right. That fourth quarter, she didn't want any piece of her, did she?
I don't know whether it was foul trouble or just the physicality.
It just wears you out.
Yeah.
You feel like that other kid's never getting tired, and you're getting exhausted. It's like, it's not worth it. Nothing good's coming out. Kunkel wasn't doing anything down there.
Yeah.
Girls are staying out of foul trouble a little bit better.
Yeah. We got in a little bit there.
A little bit, but then they were great the rest of the game.
Right. We've come a long ways there. Our mental toughness. Our body language, a lot of things we've been working on throughout the year have just
coming together.
Really coming together. They're buying into a lot of that.
So we don't know who we have yet
on
Saturday.
Yeah.
Does it really change your game plan? I haven't looked at either one of those teams.
We've watched them both. Horizon's got a girl I would say is as dynamic as Orton. A little bit shorter. She doesn't have the length Orton has. She's faster. Has the handles, has the shooting, can finish. Good player, really good player. But they don't have the
supporting
assets around her. You know, that's what makes Orton tough. They've got two kids that can knock down threes.
That's
so you're stuck on them, and you're basically guarding the pick and roll 2-on-2.
Yeah.
You know, you're committed. And I just don't see that they've got that kind of supporting cast.
Do you go man-to-man in a situation like that? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably be back in our 13 a little bit more just because if we can force her to give the ball up, we're going to see if the other kids can handle our pressure. But yeah, we'll have a mixture. I mean, we've come a long ways in our man-to-man, which is what I hoped for this time of year, that we can play man against anybody. And so it's good that was a good test for us having Jefferson to get ready for that.
That's what I thought too. I thought, you know, it's nice to have a little competition in your league.
Yeah, I wish we had a little more.
A little bit more would be good.
It was good.
Well, thanks, Jed. I really appreciate it. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.